I saw a beautiful understanding of the pasuk of Vahavta L'Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem, the pasuk which is in Parshas Kedoshim. So I saw this in the Sefer from Pinchas Friedman, Kedahi Reb Shimon, and he quotes from the Sefer Ava Shalom. I'm going to read to you. A person, right, this pasuk teaches us that a person needs to love his friend. This ava, this love between man and his fellow must be so complete that it has to be that he feels as if he's a part of him. His fellow is a part of himself. And one's friend must love him, the other friend. Right, just like I must love my friend with a full love to feel as if he's part of me, my friend must love me as if he feels I'm part of him. Va'al zeh more Hashem ava. And this is teaches us about the word ava. Ki avu begamatria echad. The word ava has the same gematria. The word for love is the same numerical value as the word for echad, one. And this comes to teach us that a person must love his friend, right, in a way as if they're one. Right? What affects him affects me. What he loves, I love. What he, you know, what makes him feel good is going to be what makes him feel good. When I hear good news about him, I am so excited as if the good news is happening to me myself. When something painful happens to him, hurts me in such a way, it's as if something painful is happening to me. This is obviously an extremely lofty level. And it's a very difficult level to reach, but it's what we're striving for. It's what we're shooting for. There's an incredible story about the tzaddik Rav Shaila of Kerester. Rav Shaila, unbelievable tzaddik. So the Klausenberger Rebbe used to tell over the story about how Rav Shaila had one son, Rav Avramelah. And unfortunately, Rav Avramelah got sick. And the doctors... The doctors had told them that it's not looking good. It's really not looking good. And Rav Shaila heard this, he started to cry. Everyone, you know, the Rebbe sees the Rebbe crying, and they're a little bit surprised, seeing the Rebbe breaking down like this. So one of the Hasidim goes up to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, don't you know that this is just what the doctor says? This is what the doctor says, but the doctor's a human being. And just because that's what it looks like, it doesn't mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't change it. As Chazal teach us, even if there's a sword to someone's neck, right? Don't stop davening, don't stop praying out, don't start calling out, don't stop calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shaila looks up at this chassid and he says, I'm not crying because my child is so sick and because I think that what the doctor said is that's the final word, that's what's going to happen because that's what was decreed by the doctor, that's what he said is going to happen. That's not why I'm crying. I'm not crying for the prognosis. I'm crying because, you know, all the time you didn't come to me and they share their pain with me. They share their sorrows with me. And I always believed that I felt their pain as if it was my own. That I was so connected to these other yidden that whenever they came to me with a sorrow, I felt as if it was my pain. I felt as if it was happening to me. But now, I felt such a pain when I heard about my son, when I see my son, that I understand that this is a deeper pain. This pain I'm feeling by my son is even more severe than I usually feel when any other Jew comes to me and tells me about his pain. I'm crying because how could I possibly feel more pain for my child than any other Jewish person that comes to me with their sorrows? How could such a thing be? To even comprehend such a level of tzidkus is difficult for us. At least most of us where we're holding now. Like, he was so distraught that it turned out that he was even more sensitive to his son than any other Jewish child. A lot of us wouldn't even see the difficulty in such a thing. We wouldn't even see what's wrong with that. Rav Shaila there's a yid in pain. There's a yid in pain. How could it be that any other Jew is different to me than my own child? This is the level of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha that we're trying to shoot for. V'hine kisha adam, I'll continue in the piece, a few more lines. V'hine kisha adam ohev l'chaveiro. Ba'ofen zeh. When a person loves his friend in this way, v'chaveiro ohev oto gam kein ba'ofen zeh. And his friend loves him back in the same way. Where we are one. I feel your pain and you feel my pain. I am just as happy by your son's wedding as if it was my son's wedding. And I'm just in much I'm in just as much pain when I hear your child lo aleinu lo kol Yisrael. I hear your child is going through a difficulty as if it was one of my own. As I nishlam Hashem havaya, when there's such love between two people, so we complete the name of Hashem. Right, and this is the meaning of the pasuk, "V'havta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem." Kishtei pamim ava. If I take the gematria of ahava, right, 13, and there's two, this love that's going in both directions, my love to you and your love to me, that's two times ava. That's two times 13. I have the number 26. I have the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, I have the name of Hashem. V'havta l'recha kamocha, and I love my friend and he loves me in return. This ava is two-sided. Ani Hashem. We've now completed the name of Hashem. Ani Hashem. This is Hashem. This is what Hashem is asking us to have. This is forming the name of Hashem in this world. This is bringing out Hashem's honor and glory in this world. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. When there's this two-directional love, my love to you and your love to me right back. Right? That creates the name of ava times two of Hashem. Such love, we complete Hashem's name. It's a hard thing. Even Rav Shaila was crying over that. He said he hadn't completed that level yet. He hadn't gotten to the level where the pain of his son was just as bad as the pain of others. But what a level that is of Rav Shaila. Right? That it was even such a strong desire that he was living on in such a way that it was even close. That it was even close, the pain of others, to his pain. We could shoot for such a level. We could shoot for, even if it's way beyond us, to shoot for the ability to be so connected to Am Yisrael, to be so in love with every Jewish person, regardless of their actions. Of course we don't have to be in love with their actions. Of course people do bad. Of course we all are imperfect. But to be in love with the person themselves, be in love with every Jewish person themselves, not for their garments, not for their actions, but for who they are. To see them for who they truly are, and to be connected to them in a real way, that we can rejoice with them. And lo leinu, it shouldn't have to be anymore, but if they ever felt pain, we should be able to connect to them in their pain in such a real way. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh. And Hashem should bless us to reach this high level of love for all of our fellow Jews. Thank you so much.